entrepreneurs are 2 times more likely to have depression, 3 times more likely for substance abuse problems, 6 times more likely for ADHD, and 11 times more likely to have bipolar disorders compared to the general public. And around 40% of executives struggle with depression, and execs get 24% less sleep than the average worker, despite working 23% more hours. So when you have more responsibilities, you have more stress, you have more scrutiny, you have more expectations to perform no matter what. These executives, these business owners, and those really in any sort of leadership role are prone to making their health a low priority. And oftentimes, this is definitely not out of laziness or out of neglect, but it's simply due to the pressures and nature of their role. And it's with this in mind that people who fall into this type of category, they need to place extra emphasis on their health. But unfortunately, these are the very people who do not do such a thing. And before I go any further, my name is Julian Hayes II, and I am the founder of Executive Health. And our mission is to focus on the well-being and performance of forward-thinking leaders and organizations. And so this is a quick health optimization for business leaders live, where we're going to be in and out in under 15 minutes. So I'm going to share 3 reasons why comprehensive lab testing is essential, especially in today's age, for business leaders. So when we think about optimizing our health, one of the most critical tools is lab testing. And this tool is critical because this gives you a great look to see what's actually under the hood and to see how we're functioning internally on a cellular level. Now, I'm sure you've seen examples. I know I have. We've seen examples of people who look fine on the outside, but are, for all intents and purposes, they're a giant dumpster fire on the inside. And so in an effort to combat this, and at least do something toward their health, some of these same people will rely on what you call a basic annual lab testing, a basic annual checkup. So some people will at least do that. Now, I'd say that this is a fairly outdated approach, especially in today's health world. Maybe years ago, this was good because this is all we had at our disposal. But in today's world, this is most definitely a slightly archaic approach. And I say that because this doesn't necessarily have health optimization in mind. It may have basic health, basic functioning in mind, but not optimization. And there is a huge difference because for the most part, by default, the way things are set up, it is set up for us to just have a decent level of existing with our health, but not necessarily thriving. And there's a huge, huge difference. There's a huge gap in the spectrum when you think about thriving compared to just merely existing and having okay health. So the very first one into these reasons here, number one is when you think about comprehensive functional lab testing, this is going to offer personal autonomy, more control. And one of my favorite words is sovereignty. And there's a couple of reasons why. So when we think about the traditional health world, and unfortunately, most of the time, our health is going to be determined by, number one, the type of insurance, and number two, the particular primary care physician. Now, I'm not one of those people who bashes healthcare. I'm not one of those people who bashes people that are working in it and on it. That's not my style. I have friends in it, so it wouldn't make any sense. And plus, I simply just believe in learning the rules and then adjusting from there. It simply is what it is. Now, going back to the first point, when I'm talking about how traditional insurance for the most part controls, is going to control what you do and dictate, is because typically, the way things typically run is you need to have a specific condition or situation, as I call them, if I'm doing my legal speak. And you need to have these things to justify getting a comprehensive test. And this is a specific example of being in a world that is reactive as opposed to being proactive. Now, this model is also operating that you need to, if you think about it, you need to actually have the thing or show the condition for the thing so you can test for that same condition or thing, which makes no sense at all. Now, the second part that makes this a little difficult for a lot of people is it's going to be dependent on your provider. It's going to be dependent on if they're willing to request such a broad and comprehensive set of assessments and tests, especially when, quote unquote, you are not necessarily showing a need for some of these things that you are interested in getting. And before you blame them, because I know a lot of people might do that, there's a reason why. And sometimes they're actually looking out for you. There's a hesitancy because remember, these things that you're going to order potentially in some of a more comprehensive functional test, these things might not be covered most likely by your insurance because there's nothing going on, quote unquote, right now that would justify. Because remember, we live in a world that you need to get a little sick and ill before you go get care. This is not a world that is predicated on prevention and optimization. So in their eyes, they're actually saving you on the financial end because some of these advanced lab tests that are going through insurance and stuff, these things add up quite quickly. I've seen them. I've had a very up close and personal view of just how expensive this stuff can get. So there's a lot of nuances involved. There's a lot of red tape involved. And quite frankly, there's a lot of invisible influences that are involved that a lot of times that we just tend to overlook. So the second one here is the scope of testing is going to be much more thorough, much more detailed. And most importantly to me, it's going to be much more precise in terms of the outlook on our health. So when we think about the traditional, the annual basic testing, they're very limited in their scope. They're going to still look almost at every system in our body, but it's just going to skim the surface across the board. It's going to focus on commonly accepted biomarkers. Whereas when you think about something that's much more comprehensive and integrative, this is a assessment that typically is going to include what you would get in a basic assessment and a basic panel and so much more than that. And one of the best things for me, you don't have to ask, you don't have to request, you don't have to risk being charged extra things just because you want to take more sovereignty over your health. And so I'll share a few examples here just to make this picture even clearer. So we're all familiar with cholesterol and you likely have gotten your total cholesterol. You've probably seen some HDL, some LDL and all that good stuff, but there's better factors, if I'm being quite frankly, when it comes to this. And once again, anything I say here is just for all entertainment purposes. Forgot to do my legal talk when I'm talking about, you know, health stuff like this. So, so definitely do not substitute this going to your provider. So anyway, when we're thinking about cholesterol, there's much more precise things that we can use. We can look into ApoB. We can look into LPA. We can look into the LDL small and medium. And there's so many more things when we're looking at that panel. And some of these you only have to do once, but they're very important in terms of shaping the trajectory of our health and potentially things that could maybe present itself as an obstacle later down the road as we get chronologically older. Now, for us men, here's another example. And I had a friend go through this. He just had levels of free testosterone, but there's different levels. There's more assessments than just free testosterone. Oh, I'm sorry, total testosterone. He did not get his free testosterone. He just had total. One more example is when we're thinking about the liver health. You can see things on your basic report. You'll see something that says AST, ALT, ALP on your report. But there's another really powerful biomarker is GGT. And this is impactful toward our health and our longevity. And a lot of times, you most likely will have to ask for that. And so these are just small examples of my intention to bring awareness to this. You know, there's an assortment of resources now. There's a ton of places now that offer ways for you to get these types of comprehensive assessments, these tools that give you a much more thorough handling on your health and where you currently stand right now, and an outlook. You know, think about this. The more data you get, the more that you can test right now, you're getting check engine lights. You're getting probably indications on things that if you kept living a certain way, certain issues would manifest itself years down the line. Think about how powerful it would be to have something that gives you that kind of window of opportunity to turn things around. It's a powerful thing right there. Instead of a lot of times, we're often surprised by some of the results we get. And I just think in this world now, this is something that's preventable. Lastly, the third one here is reference ranges. And this one's a bit more technical. And so I'm definitely not going to into specific numbers, as I don't think that's the best method, because you can have a random person that's watching this on YouTube. You can have a person that's going to listen to this later on the audio, or you can have a person on LinkedIn, and you can just run with it, and you can take it and you run with it without taking into account the necessary sequences of thought, the necessary sequences of action that needs to be applied as you're thinking about these things. And so there's nuances, as I mentioned, involved with our health, and especially when it comes to our blood and our neurochemistry. And so typically a basic and a conventional assessment that you'll go into and be provided for, it's not necessarily going to give you the complete top to bottom, the A to Z intel for a precise and in-depth plan. Now, when it comes to the recommended ranges in the traditional world, it's going to be much wider. It's statistically established. That's based on a specific population. A lot of times, I believe it was the testosterone, and there's a lot of others. You could probably have an 18-year-old and a 90-year-old. It's all in the same range of category. And so that makes no sense to me. And so one of the big issues, though, that people run into in this scenario is people start to feel off long before the traditional methods of things would show or simply label you out of range. You probably would get the everything looks normal, but something is still feeling off. And that's one of the irritations that a lot of people have with dealing with a more traditional based world. And so because these numbers aren't within ranges where you're going to get labeled as something, labeled to get assistance, labeled to actually formally recognize this situation. But they're more often than not, this person that's feeling this way, they're highly suboptimal already in this moment. And the longer they wait, the more work that's going to be done. And so when you think about summarizing this point here, think of something that's much more functional and comprehensive in nature, as you're searching for things that are not yet there. You're searching for things that are yet to be traditionally identified, but there's still already an imbalance. And this is because the ranges are much more narrowed. They're much more specific. They're much more precise. So with all this said, in culmination, you know, there's much to be said about the differences of these two things. And at the end of the day, still, something is better than nothing. So this doesn't mean don't even go do the basics of assessments and labs that you can do. It means that there's more out there, and it's never been easier. That's the beauty that we're living in now. And that's the world that we're rapidly coming into in the world of health, wellness, and fitness, is that it's never been easier. It's never been more accessible for each of us to take our health, to take our well-being into our own very hands, or as I like to say, to become the CEO of our health and life. For a lot of us here, or who will hear this later, watch this later on various platforms, we plan on doing this for a long time. We plan on being in business for a long time. We plan on pursuing our potential in our careers, in our lives, and our relationships. We plan on doing this for a long time. We're looking to make a run. And so it's with that notion in mind that you start thinking of yourself as a high-performance athlete. Because whether you realize it or not, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a corporate, you are in the ultimate sport of business. And when you are ambitious, when you have big dreams, when you are audacious, most of the time, this sport here is going to be 24/7. It's not going to have an off season. And pressure will always be there. Demands will always be there. A sense of responsibility will always be there. But I think about this. Just as you are going to nurture and fully invest into your business and your career day in and day out, come with the same energy and approach with your health. Set a goal for yourself this year to get some deeper insights into your health so you can not only be a better leader and a performer, but also increase, most importantly, the quality of your life. So for a quick recap, a functional-based style testing is going to offer three big advantages over a basic standardized testing right now that people are using. And number one, those are, most importantly, sovereignty over your health, total control, you taking full ownership. Health equals freedom. Better scope of testing for detailed and precise insights that can potentially save and identify potential obstacles years ahead. And lastly, better reference ranges for which place you in a better opportunity of being one, a peak performer and operating with world-class health and performance. So any questions, message me on LinkedIn. And if you're watching this there, email me if you catch this on other platforms. And until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and as always, go be the CEO of your health and your life. Peace.